This is yet another installment of words of great encouragement from the Prince of Preachers, taken and edited from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Three new meditations from the scriptures, all on the theme of encouragement. John chapter 15, verse 4. Abide in me. Communion with Christ is a certain cure for every ill. Live near to Jesus, Christian. And it is a matter of secondary importance whether you live on the mountain of honor or in the valley of humiliation. Living near to Jesus, you are covered with the wings of God. And underneath you are the everlasting arms. Let nothing keep you from that hallowed fellowship, which is the choice privilege of a soul wedded to the well-beloved. Be not content with an interview now and then, but seek always to retain his company. For only in his presence have you either comfort or safety. Jesus should not be to us as a friend who calls upon us now and then, but one with whom we walk evermore. You have a difficult road before you. See, O traveler to heaven, that you go not without your guide. You have to pass through the fiery furnace. Enter it not, unless, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you have the Son of God to be your companion. In every case, in every condition, you will need Jesus. But most of all, when the iron gates of death shall open to thee, keep close to your soul's husband. Lean your head upon him. Ask to be refreshed with the spiced wine of his pomegranate, and you shall be found of him at the last, without spot or wrinkle or any other such thing, seeing you have lived with him and lived in him here, you shall abide with him forever. Which reminds me of the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 8. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, tell him that I am sick with love. Such is the language of the believer panting after present fellowship with Jesus. He is sick for his Lord. Gracious souls are never perfectly at ease except that they are in a state of nearness to Jesus. For when they are far away from him, they lose their peace. The nearer to him, the nearer to the perfect calm of heaven. The nearer to him, the fuller the heart is, not only of peace, but of life and vigor and joy. For these all depend on constant fellowship with Jesus. What the sun is to the day, what the moon is to the night, what the dew is to the flower, such is Jesus Christ to us. What bread is to the hungry, clothing to the naked, the shadow of a great rock to the traveler in a weary land, such is Jesus Christ to us. And therefore, if we are not consciously one with him, little marvel that our spirit cries in the words of the song, I charge you, you daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, tell him that I am sick with love. This earnest longing after Jesus has a blessing attending it. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And therefore, supremely blessed are they that thirst after the righteous one. Blessed is that hunger, since it comes from God. If I may not have the full-blown blessedness of being filled, I would seek the same blessedness in its sweet budding in emptiness and eagerness till I'm filled with Christ. If I may not feed on Jesus, it shall be next door to heaven to hunger and thirst after him. There is a hallowedness about that hunger, since it sparkles among the beatitudes of our Lord. But the blessing involves a promise. Such hungry ones shall be filled with what they're desiring. If Christ causes us to long after himself, he will certainly satisfy those longings. And when he does come to us, as come he will, oh, how sweet it will be. And finally, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6, let us not sleep as others do. Oh, there are many ways of promoting Christian wakefulness. Among the rest, let me strongly advise Christians to converse together concerning the ways of the Lord. In Pilgrim's Progress, Christian and hopeful, as they journeyed toward the celestial city, said to themselves, to prevent drowsiness in this place, let us fall into good discourse. Christians who isolate themselves and walk alone are very liable to grow drowsy. Hold Christian company, and you will be kept wakeful by it, and refreshed and encouraged to make quicker progress in the road to heaven. But as you thus take sweet counsel with others in the ways of God, take care that the theme of your conversation is the Lord Jesus. Let the eye of faith be constantly looking unto him. Let your heart be full of him. Let your lips speak of his worth. Friend, live near to the cross, and you will not sleep. Labor to impress yourself with a deep sense of the value of the place to which you are going. If you remember that you are going to heaven, you will not sleep on the road. If you remember that hell is behind you and the devil is pursuing you, you will not loiter. Would the refugee sleep with the avenger of blood behind him and the city of refuge before him? Christian, will you sleep while the pearly gates are open, the songs of angels waiting for you to join them, a crown of gold ready for your brow? Ah, no. In holy fellowship, continue to watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. I'm headed for that glory land somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what would I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know he'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving mother up in the glory land. I don't expect to stop until I shake her hand. She's waiting now for me in heaven's open door, And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not my home, I'm just passing through. I'm headed for that glory land somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.